In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Conclusion from Al-Tabari's interpretation.
It was summarized by Dr. Akil bin Salim al-Shamari.
Surah Al-Kahf.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Praise be to God who sent down the book to his servant.
And he did not make it crooked.
Praise be to God who singled out Muhammad for his message.
So he sent him to his creation as a sent prophet. And his book was revealed to him, without any crookedness or bias in it. Valuable to warn of severe punishment from him.
He gives good news to the believers.
He gives good news to believers who do good deeds.
That they will have a good reward.
It's never enough for me.
Moderate and upright.
To warn you, O people, of a swift and severe punishment from God.
And God and his messenger give good tidings to the believers.
Those who do good deeds will have a great reward.
It is paradise.
They are immortal and cannot be moved or transferred.
He warns those who said, God has taken a son. He also warns the people who said, God has given a son.
From the polytheists of his people and others.
God is mighty and his vengeance is urgent.
His torment will be postponed based on what they said.
They have no knowledge of it, nor did their fathers.
The words that came out of their mouths grew bigger.
They say nothing but lies.
These people who say this statement about God have no knowledge.
Their ancestors who went before them had no knowledge of God and his greatness.
The greatness of the word is a word that comes out of the mouths of these people.
What do these people say?
God took a son.
Except lies and lies that we invent against God.
Perhaps you will kill yourself on their tracks.
If they do not believe in this hadith, sorry.
Perhaps, O Muhammad, you are the one who will kill and destroy your soul based on the traces of your people.
They did not believe in this book that I revealed to you.
We were sad, yearning, and anxious.
We have made what is on the earth an adornment for it.
We will test them as to which of them is best indeed.
We have made what is on the earth an adornment for the earth.
Let us test our servants which one should be left to her.
And follow our commands and prohibitions.
And I work in it obediently.
Indeed, we will make what is on it a barren level.
Indeed, we will destroy it after we built it with the adornments we placed on it.
Their fate is that they have no plants, no crops, and no crops.
Or did you think that the companions of the cave and Ayar Rakim were a wonder among our signs?
It was created from the heavens and the earth and all the wonders in them.
I am amazed by the command of the companions of the cave.
My argument for all of this is based on these polytheists among your people.
Al-Rakim is a tablet, stone, or something on which a book is written.
He was the first boy to go to the cave.
When the first boys went to the mountain cave,
fleeing with their religion to God,
they said, when they were given shelter, Our Lord, give us mercy from you.
Our Lord, give us mercy from you.
And provide us with guidance in our affairs.
When the first boys went to the mountain cave,
fleeing with their religion to God,
they said, when they were given shelter, Our Lord, give us mercy from you.
Make it easy for us to do what we seek and what we seek from your satisfaction.
In order to work with what you love.
So we struck their ears in the cave for a number of years.
Then we sent them to know the meaning of the division between the crops for a period of time.
So we struck their ears by sleeping in the cave for a few years.
Then we sent these young men who had taken refuge in the cave.
Let my servants look and know the research.
That is, the two sects that differed regarding the amount of time the young men stayed in their cave to sleep.
I aim for the amount of time they stay in it.
We tell you the truth about them.
They are young men who believed in their Lord, and we have increased their guidance.
O Muhammad, we will tell you the news of these young men who took refuge in the cave.
With honesty and certainty that is beyond doubt.
The boys who took shelter in the cave.
Boys who believed in their Lord.
We have increased their faith in their Lord and their faith and insight into their religion.
And we tied their hearts when they stood up and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth.
We will not call upon a God other than him.
So we said too much.
We inspired them with patience.
We strengthened their hearts with the light of faith.
When they rose in the hands of the mighty, Janus struck. And they said to him, Our Lord is the King of the heavens and the earth and everything in them. We will not call upon a God other than the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Because we called upon a God other than the God of the heavens and the earth. So we have told a huge lie. It exceeds its value in length and exaggeration. These people of ours have taken gods other than him. If they had not come against them with my authority. Who is more unjust than he who invents a lie against God? These people of ours have taken gods other than God. They worship her without him. Do they not support their worship of it with clear evidence? And who is more transgressing in associating with God is one who fabricates a lie. An associate with God in his authority, a partner who worships him rather than him. And if you isolate yourself from them, and they worship none but God. So go to the cave. And your Lord will extend to you his mercy. He will provide you with ease from your affairs. And if you, young men, abandon your people who worship any gods other than God. So they went to the cave of the mountain called Ben-Jealous. Your Lord extends his mercy to you. And he will facilitate for you the way out of the matter that you have thrown into it. And he will ease your affairs in which you are experiencing grief and distress. Whatever you attach to it. Conclusion from Altabari's interpretation.